Tower of Halbar, day 9. Good morning. Slept well. No particularly interesting dreams, strangely enough. It's one of the odd things about this place. There's not nearly as many strange dreams as I would have thought some, but anyway. Hi. Other meditator friends have been here, have been commenting on that as well. So, woke up at about 6 o'clock this morning, and I've just been lying here. I woke up straight into this sort of brilliant, kind of symmetrical, well-arranged display of moving crystalline, refracted light, very clear, very nice, with a mix of elements that would make me think either fruition or ANP, but it didn't lead to either a bliss wave or to a totally profound state shift thing, so hard to know exactly what it was, but it was nice, and now I've just been sort of lying here, very lightly meditating, and I feel alright. Thoughts are pretty good. Things are pretty good. Not really tuning into much of anything, just going very gently, and this morning I think that's going to be the plan, but you know how plans go, and meditation will do what it wants. Such is the nature of the beast. Anyway, hope you are well, and there will be more later. Alright. I will attempt a summary of the magical effects that happened yesterday. This is Daniel Ingram, Tower of Halbar, Day 9. So, yesterday, I saw dragons. I saw dragons breathing fire of various colors. I was able to turn dragon around and have the flames come all the way through to my eyes, which caused a fruition. I was able to turn the dragon around the other way and have the dragon shooting fire while falling back into me until the dragon had become where I was. And that caused a fruition. I attempted a light magical equivalent of the middle pillar ritual, where I had powerful, brilliant white light shooting out maybe 5 or 6 feet off the top of my head, and could see a sort of a halo of light from where my body was blocking the light that was going on below me, pouring down, which caused all sorts of intense delight, as well as some strange shaking and kundalini phenomena. I discharged 2 black depth charges to below the tower for no particularly obvious reason, causing a deep sense of shuddering in the field. It just seemed like a good idea at the time, but maybe on retrospect, not so much. Not exactly sure why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the moment. Need to work on a little bit more discretion and control there, particularly with things like that. I, at one point in the evening, as the restlessness was getting higher, decided to discharge the restlessness, and it blasted out from the center of my chest in front of me like some sort of smoky brick-like projectile that left a sort of squarish, rectangular sort of smoke trail in very high-def black that sort of curve off to the left like I had hooked it, to use golfing terminology. And after I did that, I was like, I hope I didn't hit anything over there with that. That was some unfortunate, restless, reobservation-y kind of stuff. What else did I do? Anyway, that's a good start. Some of the major things. And then last night I was dreaming of pancakes, and Duncan made pancakes just like I would have made them this morning, thin, crepe-like, and just fantastic. So that's an interesting synchronicity of sorts. This morning has been very chill, very easy, very peaceful, easy to sit for a long time. mind calm colors, nice. I dropped immediately into the 3D purple stuff with the swirls and the spirals and the vortices, just without even looking at the dot this morning, which represents a bit of a baseline shift in some ways. Duncan is going to try to go deep today. Florian appears to be doing well and says he's gotten a fruition, at least on the colors. So that's a good sign. He's completing cycles. What else is interesting? Duncan's frustrated by what he calls his Vic computer graphics card and is wanting to upgrade to something a little more color resolution and high def. So he's getting his concentration up today. We'll see what it looks like when the two of us have that. I still have good color control, but I'm not as enraptured by it as I was earlier. I am able to craft all sorts of interesting images, though that today I'm doing them with a lot less detail and letting the mind just sort of be a lot easier and much looser reins to the thing, taking it easy, sort of rebuilding up. I suspect things will build as the long schedule of meditation today goes on. What else is interesting? Yeah, that's basically the day. All right, whoever you are listening to this, may you be well and peaceful, and may you know wonders. Bring up the concentration again this afternoon with full rich mantra and lots of just heavy attention and depths and depths and depths and state shifts and state shifts and state shifts. And I started getting the bright images, the bright, clear, both geometric images, and starting to get full, like, photorealistic images, mostly of the candle and candles, but still, that's getting there. Anyway, hopefully it will go well today. All right, Tower of Halbar, day 9, early afternoon. Oh, one thing I should add in this little addendum is about parallax. So when the images get really clear in the higher up phases, they have parallax, meaning I move my head and they shift as if they are actually sort of things in the room. That's interesting for those following along at home. Anyway, hope you are.
Note to self. In the text, be sure to include the thing about the multiple option pathways after you close your eyes, having looked at the candle flame, including following the red dot until it sort of turns to whatever it does, versus following the blue, versus following the purple, versus following the white out into the white chunky with the color play. Okay, thanks, bye.
End of day summary of day 9 from the Tower of Halbar. Daniel Ingram reporting. Well, Duncan finally is seeing three-dimensional images and animals and all kinds of cool colors and having a good time. Yay! Florian seems to be doing very well, seeing all kinds of good clear images and colors and fields and things. And I am doing well, although evening restlessness is still present. Part of it's probably fatigue, part of it's probably burning up my fruition allowance, and probably not enough walking. So I did 30 minutes of walking tonight, and I think that helped somewhat. Anyway, going through very interesting sequences, depending on what I start with, the blue light or the white or the dot or whatever, getting more complicated than is easy to explain at this point. But that has been converging to white at points, and then what's interesting, like, it'll get, like, things will get very bright white, homogeneous white all across the field, and sometimes even like a burning white, like a sparkler burning white or like a magnesium flame burning white, so white that it like washes the pixels around it out. And then at points I get up to some very interesting bright yellowish, whitish images that are complicated and have some nuance and depth, but are just solid, like not pixelated at all, but like acrylic paint-like, but glowing just brightly, brightly, brightly up to the level that I imagine could compete with a full daylight room and still be easily seen, as opposed to the violets and things I can see now in daylight, but they're not burning up to the level of a full, you know, brightly lit room, same intensity, while walking today. Suddenly the right half of the sort of concrete shelf that's by the fireplace on one side of my room, for about an inch over it, just burned with a high wattage intensity, bright purple light for a second or two, and then it was gone. And I checked my glasses, because they're sort of purplish and they can do some things, but they I couldn't get them to produce any effect like that, and they've never done anything like that. And it was so defined and so bright, and then it was gone. So I'm finally starting to get to the level of colors that can compete with full daylight, and maybe, assuming it wasn't some strange trick of the light or some other odd thing, which I don't think it was, but who knows, starting to get things showing up at full reality intensity, which is kind of fun. All right. Thank you for listening, and hope you are well. We interrupt this walking practice to bring you a report for the morning. This is day 10, Tower of Halbar, Fire Casino Retreat, Daniel Ingram, talking about what's going on. So, this morning I tended to the fire and made breakfast, so I didn't even get the morning first day sit, but my first sit thereafter, after feeling very spaced out last night and waking up actually when the alarm went off, which is the first time that's happened. Usually I've woken up before it. Anyway, but the morning sit was fine, fine sit. Sat for 90 minutes easily and could have kept going, but I thought, I'll get up and do a little walking. Really no pain at all. Very good attention, a really good balance of bodily bliss, and at times even nearly formless jhanas with lots of good visuals, and one out-of-body thing where I was all of a sudden sitting like as a pillar supporting one side of the fire itself, the little fire stove burning in a room, and then all of a sudden I was sitting and I was the stove with the fire inside me, in the middle of my abdomen, burning nicely there. And then I was back. Not a very long thing, but still quite fine. Other interesting insights. Don't need to disrupt my life and my house for the rest of the world, necessarily. That was my thought on the house this morning. Can keep what we have, build it, make it more like we want it. Too entrenched there, it'd be too hard to move, and not enough impetus. That's my current take on the thing. Cultivate the garden of Carol and myself and go out to help others, but I've got a lot in that place. It's got a lot of good things about it. to make it better, I thought about making the cabin a nice little altar room, shrine room, temple room, meditation room. Put the magician card on the table today, the balance of the four elements, working in harmony with as above, so below, as within, so without. Feels good. I think we are getting somewhere. Dungan and Florian are doing well. Practice is going well. I'm happy. Yesterday I had a purple flash during walking. It was remarkable. The first real breakthrough. I can visualize pentagrams and spheres in my hands and fire in my hand and all that relatively well, mostly in violet, because that's my primary color I work with, but some degree in the other colors also. But the first flashes of color at reality level, blazing color, are reassuring that more will come. Got into some nice, deep, bright colors today. Had my spirit hands come up and felt them with the energy, and then the word came, light, and a blazing ball of blue light with the vortices going out to the sides, to the fingertips of the astral hands there, blazed forth with wondrous tingling power. Mighty fine indeed. Anyway, those who are listening to this know there is much to be seen and done with strong concentration and intent. All right, may you be well. May your practice be well and everything you would wish it to be. As an addendum, an afterthought, I never appreciated the elements the way I do now. The fire element, the air element, the water element, the earth element. Obviously, this is a fire retreat, so it's given me all kinds of insight into fire. But it is a remarkable system, a remarkable framework that on deep study like this, over 100 hours, maybe getting up to 200 hours of meditation, so we'll do by the end of these 2 weeks, profound insight into what the elements mean, why they're a useful framework, what they mean as elemental forces, as spiritual forces, as entities, as all these things. I'm filled with insights. Anyway, too many to explain. Would make more sense if you were doing something like this anyway. All right. Be well. Played with eyes open meditation, seating with hands facing each other like they were holding a ball in my lap, or just in front of my lap, and watching the patterns, the colors, the swirls, the vortices, the spheres, the lines of energy, and red and purple and blue and rainbow lines. Actually got two fruitions doing that, which was sort of interesting and unexpected. The visualization is getting better. All right, may you be well. Well, this is Daniel, the end of day 10 in the Tower of Halbar retreat. Let's see here. Afternoon had a lot of powerful concentration. So that was good. I've been doing a little more walking practice and timing it so I go a little bit longer than I otherwise would, up to 20 minutes, which is good. I think it's helping. Somewhat. I'm tired now. It's the end of the day. Almost 1 in the morning. And let's see here. Yeah, today, despite a out-of-body travel where I ended up on feeling like I was a column on the side of the fireplace and then actually sort of being the fireplace with the fire inside me, and a lot of good visions and my felt like my astral hands raised up and there was a great puff of light and things. Anyway, a lot of good, fun experiences, yet somehow I still feel like I'm sort of spinning my wheels. Plenty of fruition, so my fruition allowance appears to be increasing, and not as much restlessness after them. Didn't do much formal magic today. That may explain some of the less sense of CD backlash or hangover. What else is interesting? Duncan and Florian are doing well, having fun. Did a lot of open eye practice today, looking at hands like they were holding a ball, and got all sorts of interesting effects from doing that. But the bright, incredibly fast, but yet very dense, non-pixelated, burning, colorful, whitish-yellow stuff that I can get towards the end of my sit, I cannot get with my hands there and my eyes open. It seems very, very fragile and like something I can only do eyes closed at the moment. Maybe I'll get better at that. But I have this odd notion that it should be extremely easy to see, being as it's so bright. Anyway, hope you are well. Good night.
Tower of Halbar, day 11, morning report. So, this morning sat very loosely, very gently, very easily, following Duncan's lead and intuition that doing nothing with this much training will result in better 3D images, as noted by his experiments yesterday. I'm going to follow that lead. Card of the day is the Eight of Cups, which has stars and a moon and a blue, dreamy quality to it. Someone wandering into emotional territory. Anyway, so we'll take the reins off today and see where the thing drifts to. And might fall asleep, might, who knows, but this mind has been well trained by 10 days of work and has lots of capabilities it can easily draw from. We will see what it does today. This will be more of a day of dreamy scrying than of powering up to blazing multicolor displays. We will see how that goes. I hope you are well.
Tower of Halbar, day 11, afternoon report. So, the morning was nice. I reclined after sitting for a few hours, fell asleep briefly at points, but had extremely clear images. Actually, within a minute of laying down, just totally letting go of the reins, a level of intense bliss almost beyond my comfort level. I just flooded my chest and body. It was exquisite. And then that gave way to extremely clear images, just naturally arising of various things, the most striking of which was a brilliant, extremely detailed, symmetrical, well-defined, radiant green cross at the center of a field of vision with very ornate purple behind it in high 3D relief. It's not typical for me to visualize things in that sort of cross configuration. Much more often I get spirals or hexagonal stars or pentagrams or things like that. So that was very unusual, and it was quite brilliant. And then the little thousand finger mushroom entities after that, when I looked even open-eyed at the ceiling, were quite clear, and they're doing their funny little bob up and down together and smile and move their mouths around thing. That was nice. So that was the morning, and we had a fantastic lunch as always. The food here has been simply amazing. So nice to be on retreat with people who can cook and who clean up well and who tend to logs and fires together with a sense of responsibility and naturalness. It's been a real delight being on retreat in this way. Then the first sit after lunch was excellent. I didn't even look at the candle flame, just went straight to the purple, swirling, luminous, fine-grained vortices of violet rainbow flux lines swirling and shifting. And then I shifted to the thing, which just sort of got a dark dot and then sort of iridescence out to blue around the edge. And I took the blue out as far as it would go and entered a thing for maybe about 10, 15, 20 seconds of like discombobulation, not really looking or not looking, sort of strange, out of focus, oddness that seemed wrong. And then the next field that opened up initially didn't look like much, and it started giving way to beautiful, seemingly intelligent, moving on their own images. Dragons, as have been the theme, gouting fire, got a fruition off of one of those, and then more tantric themed images moving on their own, energy flowing through various chakral centers of their bodies, them in blue and the energy in brilliant violet coruscating through wondrous oscillating patterns. Got a number of fruitions off of those. These are now much better images, still made of rainbow flux lines, but quite good, with a deep sense of sort of rapture, interestingly enough, before the fruitions. Not common, but quite nice. Anyway, so I'm going to recline for the afternoon, the continued theme of letting the reins go and seeing where this well-trained mind takes things, because it seems to be doing a fine job on its own. All right. Hope you who are listening to this are well. Oh, little addendum. A few more things while I think of it. This morning I had an image of a dragon's eye in violet, and was just testing it out. It's like blinking it, looking around, looking side to side, sort of opening a little wider, closing it a little bit. It was like, check out this eye, look at this. Sort of getting used, like it was getting used to having one. That was very interesting. Another thing I should mention was in the stage of the violet with the reddish-orange coruscating in from the sides and out from the center and doing all those things, following those to the end of when they disappear caused some very good state shifts. It happens with the out-breath. Hard to tell exactly what the state shifts were, but quite nice. That was fun. And if I haven't mentioned it before, which I can't remember if I have, a few days ago I was getting into a thing where I would blow out with the out-breath on the reddish-orange as it came down, and it would sort of blow through the center like I was breathing fire, and it would smooth out the blue background to something very smooth. Another thing I should mention is the brilliant, fast stuff that happens high up with the eyes sort of crossed upwards, happens high up in the visual field. The brilliant yellows and whites has been happening too. And again, I still don't know quite what to make of that. I can get fruitions off of it sometimes, so it must be something fourth genre. It's so interesting, all the different places that the stuff can go, all the different pathways and tracks and things you can do with it, from filling the whole field with three-dimensional blocky white to the luminous rainbow flux line images, to the photorealistic things, to the travels, to the just amazing All right. Be well.
Day 11, Tower of Halbar. Daniel Ingram here. So I lay down after a fantastic afternoon sit that really got up to the level of my expectations for this retreat. And afterwards, my sense of satisfaction is so high that I lay down and was like, everything's fine. There is no meditative drive in any particular direction, no magical calling. So appreciating just being there and being happy, I thought I could leave the retreat right now and be totally satisfied. So I thought, well, I do need to do laundry while I'm in a mood where meditation seems extraneous and the wonder of the sensate world is seemingly all-pervading. Even just hearing my shoes on the ground, or seeing the beauty of this day, or feeling the air on my skin are wonderful beyond reason. So I thought I would do laundry, and laundry is being done because I hope not to offend with the smell of my wood stove clothing those on the plane around me when I fly back. So anyway, we will see how this goes. Luckily, I'm not naive enough to assume that this present state of natural and profound satisfaction will last. But it sure is nice while it is here. I must say, if even for this moment, this retreat has been so worth it. Not that there haven't been so many others that just made it everything I wanted it to be, and more. All right, whoever you are, may you be well and happy.
Tower of Halbar, day 11. End of the day summary. It's almost 1 in the morning, and this is Daniel. And let's see, how did things go? My evening restlessness after the peak experiences in the afternoon pre-dinner sits returned after the post-dinner sit. That was a little convoluted. So after the post-dinner sit, I got restless, is the better way to say that. As has been happening pretty much most evenings. I'm not exactly sure why, if it's just like the mind going, yeah, or whatever. But anyway, so pretty restless, managed to walk it off, and then sat again, and everything was fine. And did not complete the cycle again, but did get into some very nice equanimity territory and got to play with all kinds of transitions between the various phases, and played around with the transition when you go out to the periphery and you flip into sort of messed up space where everything's sort of screwed up and you can't see anything very well, and then getting to the next space where things are kind of like the first space, except that it's going to produce much better 3D images. As we've all been playing around with, the three of us, making that transition smoothly, which seems third to fourth genre. Anyway, So that was fun, and got the molten gold, incredibly fast, rich stuff to be much, much more clear, which every time I do that just feels like some sort of very right thing to do. Got into this incredibly intricate spinning disc with just the most exquisitely complicated pattern, sort of like an oil slick on it, or like it was gold folded like Damascus steel is, with all the layers, except that the layers are shifting and oscillating very, very rapidly. But it does have this gold that saturates it, so it's not pixelated like some of the other images of less clarity. Anyway, so that was kind of fun. Feel quite good now, and actually strangely awake. So even though it's 1 a.m, and but I'm going to go to bed anyway, because morning does come early. Tomorrow is the last full day of our retreat. Everybody's doing well. Talked briefly about maybe having another one of these sometime, and maybe the Austrian Alps or Swiss Alps during the summertime sometime. That would be tremendous fun. All right, whoever you are listening to this, I do hope you are well and have a fantastic day. Take care. Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. This is Daniel Ingram, Tower of Halbar. Day 12. It's almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And let's see here. The morning sits were good, strong, concentrated, a lot of semi-formless stuff, which was asked for, a lot of deep body bliss, a lot of stillness, pretty good concentration, some of the tantric imagery, which does cause remarkable brain chemicals to feel like they're being released drop by drop in the center of my head. Most exquisite. It was my turn to cook. I made sweet potatoes and onions and roasted with couscous. Pretty darn fine fare. Afternoon, sat for a while and then reclined for a while and thought I might sleep, but no sleep was coming. The mind was just totally on the images, on the images, on the images. So I can still see the shimmering purple bright dot. Now, as I say this, easily, anyway. Yeah, so all is well. Let's see here. Duncan and Florian are powering up this afternoon to see what they can do. Anyway, going along. Whoever you are listening to this, I hope that you are well and happy. Oh, little addendum. Lots of the molten gold stuff, which Florian is reporting also. Good stuff. Anyway, so yeah, it's incredibly fast. It takes a very high degree of concentration. It fades almost immediately when attention goes from it. But while attention is on it, it is like liquid, fast, oscillating, incredibly complicated, very solid, bright, whitish, iridescent gold. Anyway, fun stuff. All right, bye. Tower of Halbar, day 12, end of day summary. Daniel Ingram here reporting. So, the retreat is winding down. My evening sit was good, clear. Spent time debating the stage level or state level of various things. The purple with the red washing across it. The gold molten stuff. The blanker screen with the vague gray dot at the center and blue around the outside. The three-dimensional stuff you can get out of the purple and the purple with red wash thing. Went and lay down, meditated, concentration was very strong for a good long time until I finally fell asleep and they woke me up about 12:15. Came down and talked for a while about the state of the Dharma, Dharma forums, online teaching, whether or not taking money for the Dharma distorts the message, what we'll be going back to, the communities that we're part of, things related to those things. I fired up my laptop for the first time since I've been here and had just slightly less than 2,000 emails waiting for me that will require attendance to. Going to figure out a way to spend less time doing email one way or the other. Anyway, so my reclining at the end of the day before I fell asleep, I had these great sheets of extremely defined, incredibly regular, like, placed with geometrical precision, repetitive things, symbols, dots, triangles, other things in that general end of the woods. The high degree of, real high degree of clarity. Not sure what that was. Anyway, interesting. Also had a vision of my clear-tipped ebony wand, where the tip of it was right in front of my eyes, and it had this light source in it, and it was just burning really brightly, like it had a lamp filament in it from an electric bulb. Overall, the retreat has been a remarkable thing, though I didn't get to quite the liquid phase I got to last time, where I could see things drawn in the air much more clearly, and where I was having some more magical experiences while walking around. But we haven't concentrated as hard on this retreat and haven't had as much time. We've taken more breaks, we've had camaraderie, we've talked about things, we've had great discussions, we've eaten very good food together, eating 3 meals a day. So it's not quite as rigorous a schedule, which certainly affects the concentration power. But that's okay, because it's been a great time, and really gotten a lot out of this, so I'm satisfied in most ways. Whoever you are listening, I hope you are well, and that if you have a practice, it is good. All right, good night.